USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump is backing off a claim that climate change is a hoax, but says he's not sure if it's man-made and suggests that climate will, quote, change back again. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes that aired last night, he said he doesn't want to put the U.S. at a disadvantage when it comes to responding to climate change, saying he does think something's happening, but he doesn't know yet if it's man-made. Israel's Supreme Court won't let the Jewish state deport an American college student, at least not yet. Lara Al-Qassam has been held at Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv for 2 weeks. The 22-year-old came to Israel after she was accepted as a grad student at Hebrew University, but Israeli security flagged her for allegedly supporting the BDS movement that's aimed at isolating Israel over the treatment of Palestinians. Israel's highest court is to meet Wednesday to decide whether to allow the woman, who's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to appeal the order to deport her. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Portland, Oregon, what was billed as a march for law and order turned into streets of violent protest. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Police say the march turned into chaos as right-wing activists and leftist protesters clashed in the streets on Saturday night. Members of the group Patriot Prayer fighting with members of Antifa, a battle that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. The fight eventually broken up by riot police who had to fire pepper balls at the crowd. Some participants were earlier seen with knives and other weapons, but no arrests had been made at last check. Police say they are continuing to investigate, though. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Bank has pledged up to $1 billion for relief and reconstruction to Indonesia to help recover from the September 28th earthquake and tsunami. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
Indonesia was rocked by the twin disasters that claimed an estimated 2,000 lives. In making the announcement, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called Indonesians a compassionate people.
We at the World Bank Group are very happy to be able to meet that compassion by announcing that we will be able to respond to the government's request for up to $1 billion to supplement rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts and to bolster long-term resilience in Sulawesi and Lombok.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.